Michael Van Beek is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He joined the center in 2009 of June as the Director of Education Policy. He also oversees the center's education research and publications, including the Michigan Education Digest and the Michigan Education Report. We've been talking a lot over the last year and a half of the radio show. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Well, education, you'd think with all these cuts and all the changes that already have been made in education, things would die down, but it seems like every week there's something new to talk about.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that's especially the case when the president proposes spending $1 billion more on schools, and in this particular case, on school construction. I did some research on this issue and found that Michigan spent about $311 million in 1989 on school construction, and over the next 14 years, we increased that by over sevenfold, spending $2.3 billion in 2003. And this is over a 400% increase after you adjust for inflation. And President Obama is proposing spending another $25 billion on school construction, something that local taxpayers seem to be doing a pretty good job of supplying for schools in, anyway.
So in essence, you think that we may be spending too much money on education infrastructure, and it could be used in other areas like virtual learning.
Well, I don't necessarily think we need to spend more on virtual learning or online learning, but it is ironic that schools are at an increasing rate looking to make use of provide their services without having to rely on brick and mortar buildings. They're moving to using online courses and using remote teachers and doing all sorts of innovative things online. And here we have the White House willing to spend another $25 billion on building up infrastructure, which may or may not get used.
When we talk about infrastructure, it's an interesting question. For example, here in Lansing, the three high schools, Sexton, Eastern, and Everett, are all old. I'm not saying that they need to be torn down, but I would think that something needs to be replaced in these. For example, I worked at Eastern High School for 5 years, and I can remember working in a computer class, and you turn on the computers, and you would have issues with the electricity. The power would blow out because the building wasn't set up to be used in this way. So don't you think these aging buildings need to be repaired or replaced?
Well, certainly there's aging school buildings, but that's an issue for the local district. I mean, under their control, they let these schools get into that kind of condition, and that shouldn't be the case. They obviously had spending priorities elsewhere. I view that as being up to the local school district to decide how they want to spend that money. And the other thing to consider, too, here is that in a state like Michigan, you know, we've had declining enrollment in this state for about a decade now. To build new buildings or to renovate old ones, might not be the best use of capital because a lot of school districts are trying to consolidate. They're trying to close buildings. And move students into more centralized locations because they're simply just losing enrollment.
You know, when I look at the numbers, Michael, it's startling. Detroit Public School slice would be $348 million. And it got me to thinking over the years, I wonder how much funding they got, not only from the state, but from the federal government that was supposed to be used in one area. And I just wonder, where'd the money go?
Well, Detroit is a special case, most certainly. And this amount, the $348 million that would be allocated to that district, is especially interesting in the fact that that's a district that's lost half of its enrollment over the last decade. So they're trying to quickly close schools, consolidate their buildings, and they haven't done so fast enough. And on top of that, Detroit has also just 2 years ago passed a $500 million bond issue for school construction. So, you know, this is a district that is struggling academically, is nationally known as being one of the worst performing school districts in the country. And they're posed to spend, you know, just shy of $900 million on new schools, which don't necessarily translate automatically into better learning environments.
We're talking with Michael Van Beek from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Just a few more questions, Michael. General questions. From your perspective, has Governor Rick Snyder and his administration, if you had to give them a grade for how they've handled education in all aspects here in the state, what grade would you give them?
Well, I think they've done a pretty good job. I mean, it's been, I've talked to superintendents and other people within the school community who've said, you know, they've done more to help improve schools, put them in a better position financially moving forward, and help them better manage their personnel through tenure reforms and teacher evaluation reforms and things like that. So I think they'd be doing a pretty good job. I don't know exactly where I'd put them on a grading scale. But I think overall it's been pretty positive.
How about teachers and their salaries and benefits? Have they been brought in line, from your perspective, with the private sector?
There's a lot of evidence that I've seen anecdotally from new teacher contracts that are being signed by between school districts and school employee unions that they are moving more more aligned towards private sector averages. Now, one of the things that hasn't changed yet, of course, is the defined benefit pension system that is underfunded and by billions of dollars, and is something that most, the vast majority of private sector workers don't receive. But in terms of health insurance, premium payments, and things like that, they are moving more in line with what private sector employees pay. On the other hand, school employers, the school districts themselves, are still paying quite a bit more per employee for these health benefits.
From your perspective, have teachers been being picked on?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the thing that gets lost in this discussion about teachers and schools and how they relate to state government is that our K-12 school system is the most expensive piece of spending. It's the biggest piece of the state's budget that we spend money on. And so when the state is trying to correct and fix its budget, it's pretty hard to do it without looking at K-12 schools. And so I think that's where teachers and school employees feel like they're the target for some reason, but the reality is it's because the state is sort of forced to deal with their costs because they're such an expense to the state compared to its overall budget.
Michael Van Beek is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He covers all issues that are education. Make sure you go to their website and check him out. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tony.